Welcome to Wilsonstadt, an independent Central European city of 400,000 Germans and Hungarians and a few Slovaks thrown in for good measure. Named after U.S. President Woodrow Wilson in 1919, after successfully avoiding annexation by Czechoslovakia and an impossible number of other would-be conquests, it's a prosperous provincial town on the Danube, though plagued by poor relations with its neighbors. In the thought experiments of alternative history, this is where one of the stranger corridors leads. In real life, Wilsonovo Mesto never got a chance. Before it could even be given the name, it was overrun by Czechoslovak troops in early 1919. The capital of the Slovak and Hungarian end of the country was relocated there, and a month later it was officially renamed Bratislava. The city that is today the capital of the Slovak Republic has been known by many names in the past. Once the capital and the most important center of Hungary, it was called Posen. To the German speakers who had always lived there, it was Pressburg. 100 years past all that, though, and some Slovaks still like to dream about what might have been. Among them is the acclaimed writer Michal Dvorecký, whose short story, The Worst Crime in Wilsonov, draws on just such an alternative reality.
The novelette about Wilsonstadt in my book, this was my second book, collection of short stories, and the idea was very fascinating for me at that time, when Slovakia became very isolated from the West and from the world. It was a very closed country. It was very populistic, very nationalistic. Our government was frustrating for me. And I somehow rediscovered this idea of Wilson City from the beginning of Czechoslovakia, and I became fascinated by it. And it's a story which is sort of alternative history of the city where I was born and the city which I love so much. The idea is that it's the year 1923 and Wilson City is still existing. Like, the history went a bit different and something is different. It's the usual, you know, science fiction twist. And it's an independent, multicultural city, and the Czechoslovakia is, so to say, a neighboring country, and it's an independent state.
Czechs tend to think about the creation of Czechoslovakia as not only a bloodless event, but one of universal amity that led to a golden era. And for Czechs, at least, it probably was. Jan Rychlík of the Institute of Czech History completes the picture.
First Republic was somehow idealized, like as a paradise lost, which it certainly wasn't. Definitely, it was not the paradise for the minorities, but it was not also the hell for the minorities. Again, compared with situation of the minorities in Poland, for instance, or Hungary, or Romania, it was very liberal. It doesn't mean, of course, that we should hide that there were many mistakes and many problems.
Upon its glorious foundation, more than one-third of the inhabitants of Czechoslovakia were neither Czech nor Slovak. They were openly hostile to the idea of the new state, and Professor Rychlík says there was little reason from their point of view to welcome it.
We must understand that the Kingdom of St. Steve, Kingdom of Hungary, existed here for 1,000 years. And for most of the people, of course, Hungarians and probably local Germans, but also for many Slovaks too, it was something very difficult to understand that this state came to the end and that they should be part of the new state of which they had nothing to do with it in the past. So I think it was more of the psychological nature. And especially Bratislava, as it is called now, or Pressburg, as it was called in those days, or Pozsony in Hungarian, had also the mixed population and the Slovaks were in minority. So it was an idea of local Hungarian and German population to have something like a free city, as was later Gdańsk, or after the Second World War, there was an attempt to establish Trieste as an open city. This project simply is a curiosity. The name of the city was proposed to be changed to Wilsonia, Wilson City, to commemorate Wilson's 14th points of 1918.
There are several versions of why the name of Wilson City was proposed. Some sources say it was the result of pressure from the Slovak community in the United States. Others pragmatically assume it was an unabashed attempt at flattery in order to win a strong ally for the city's independence. Whether President Woodrow Wilson himself had any idea that such a tribute was in the making, we do not know. Apparently, the trash dump of history also includes some official materials bearing the name of Wilsonovo Mesto that were actually printed before the idea met its inevitable end.
For the Czechoslovak government, this was unacceptable totally, because then simply they would first of all lose the port on the Danube, very important port and very important center of Western Slovakia. So once the Czechoslovak army established control over all Slovakia, which was at the end of 1918, on the Christmas Eve, by the way, they reached Košice and established control over the territory, they decided that the Slovak regional authorities, led by Minister for Slovakia, Vavro Šrobár, should move from Žilina to Bratislava, which happened on the 4th of February. It should be noted that Hungarian and German population didn't welcome the Czechoslovak authorities. There was a general strike and also the mass demonstrations, which then gendarmerie and army crushed using open fire, and there were also 9 people shot.
No rubber bullets, pepper spray, or flash grenades for breaking up demonstrations in 1919. With the attack on the demonstration, the Czechoslovak army put a definitive end to the idea of Bratislava's independence. The killing of the 9, or some say 15, demonstrators was not the only such incident that accompanied the founding of Czechoslovakia.
Well, of course, you must understand that demonstrations on those days were very violent, because who were those demonstrations? Usually the young soldiers who returned from the First World War. So it was, of course, a very sad incident, but that was how it was working on those days. There were much more accidents like that in Czechoslovakia between 1918 and 1920 on various places.
On the opposite end of the nascent country, in Most, on the German border, Sudeten Germans took to the streets when the Czech authorities forbade their participation in elections to the Austrian parliament. The resulting confrontation with the Czechoslovak army on March 4th of 1919 left 54 people dead, almost 100 injured, and permanently worsened relations with Germany. Amid the tension, there were even considerations of whether to keep the Hungarian-populated part of southern Slovakia.
We know that President Masaryk hesitated whether this was a good idea to acquire this territory. He even gave an interview to one Hungarian newspaperman, and then he denied it because it was almost a political scandal. He personally probably understood that Czechoslovakia acquired too much, more than it could stomach. But of course, probably no state voluntarily is giving up part of its territory. And we should, on the other hand, know one thing, that simply in these regions to establish ethnically correct border is practically impossible. When in 1938, after the first Vienna Arbitrary Award of 2nd of November 1938, these territories were transferred to Hungary, it didn't help much. Because, of course, now there were few Hungarians in Slovakia, but on the other hand, there was a 500,000 Slovak minority in Hungary, which was not satisfied either, and which was much more oppressed in Hungary than Hungarians in Czechoslovakia. So to establish here a just border was practically impossible anyway, in 1919 or in 1938 or any time.
But back to Wilson City. Could the alternative history have worked out somehow, or was it doomed to failure from the outset?
I think that this was simply a vain attempt which couldn't work in the circumstances, because Hungary was a defeated country, and simply the project had no support. Economically, probably it would be feasible, but not politically, because Hungary never gave up their claims simply to acquire this part of the country.
So it simply wouldn't have worked
diplomatically. It wouldn't work. They would probably accept it as a temporal solution, but certainly it wouldn't be a permanent solution. Of course, we know that in his history, no solutions are permanent. They may be
Seemingly permanent
from the point of view of the human life. But I think that Hungary probably, as soon as they would have the possibility, would question this project. More important, probably, it had no support from the big powers of those days, of France and Great Britain. They were the decision-making powers of 1919.
In any case, it's a fascinating dead-end road of history that people still like to look down and wonder. There is still a Wilson Street in Bratislava, an annual Wilsonov music festival that harkens back to the fated plan, and Michal Hvoretsky's ghoulish short story about the worst crime in Wilsonov is soon to be turned into a feature-length Czech and Slovak motion picture. He explains that the idea of Wilson City is a part of a movement of recovering part of the lost spirit of the city.
Well, I think basically it's this lost dream of multiculturalism which we had here, you know, and this language spoken here. Still in between the wars, it was normal to switch from German to Hungarian or later to Slovak in one family. And this is something we almost totally lost after the Second World War, and especially after the communist regime started, because they supported just this idea of a national state, first the Czechoslovak nation, later the Slovak nation. And, you know, we killed most of our Jews, we sent away the Germans, we moved Hungarians more to the south, to the countryside, or even behind the Danube River. And the major part of history of Bratislava simply disappeared. And I think for many people, it's quite attractive to try to find a connection point. And lots of activities in the fields of art, in the fields of architecture, are somehow rediscovering this world we destroyed. And I think somehow Wilsonstadt is a part of this. It's part of this movement.